We are continuing our shulim on Madbeah Bracha, the Kavonas Madbeah Bracha, with the Siddur Shash. And we are learning with different Mefalshim. We started already the words of the Bracha called Melech HaOlam. And I decided to use for this particular two words of the Bracha, the Nikudas HaKesef. He has a Pirush also on Madbeah Bracha, as many do. And the reason why I chose it, because he goes at length on his Ma'arich on different Nikudas, which is not 100% related solely to Madbeah Bracha, but it's a general klolim while we're doing the sugyas anyways. He goes in depth into the Pirush and some of the Pirushim over here. So if somebody has a sefer, it's the Hashlomos of Chilek Aleph. It's on page 56, and it's where it says the Elu b'chinas me'anikudim yotzu menikve enayim, ve'elu b'chinas mehem nishoru ad tikum betoch ak. Because we saw that Ariza told us that the sag of the sag came out from the Enayim de Ak. We know that. Those were the Esser Sfiros that came out from the Enayim de Ak. There's also a place in the Ariza that tells us it actually came out the Ben. And we saw last time how is Miyashiv that. So it came out in the form of Nekudim. Now in Sha'al Lamed, the Ariza actually defines what Nekudim means. A Nekud makes a difference between a Nekud, a Sfira, and a Paltzel. So this is a big klal, a klal godel. This is one of the reasons why we're learning this. So it's quoted over here, the Etcham Sha Paltzufim Sha Lamed, Dosh Zayim. But having hated Gimel Chalukos Elo, there are three different differentiations we find in the spiritual world, which is Nekuda, that's number one, Sfira is another name we find, and Paltzel, those three concepts.
Where are you?
Excuse me?
Where are you?
I read out the title. The Elu Bechinas, Nekudim, right? Ki Nekuda. So Nekuda, definition, He, Asiya Shivisfira. Every time Nekuda is mentioned, you have to realize that it's referring to the Malchias of that particular Sfira. That's the definition of Nekuda. Sfira. Who, Bechinas, a Sfira. This is very rare that the Ariza spends time defining his words. Usually he just tells you and expects you to understand. Here he's actually defining the concept of a Nekuda, as we just said, that's the Malchus of a Sfira. Sfira, hi b'chinas a Sfira shlema me'abiyah sheba, meaning that every Sfira contains, it's a Dovah Sholem, meaning it's a Nekuda b'fne atzmo, it has 10 Sfiras within it, as opposed to Nekuda, it's only 1/10 of a Sfira, which is the Malchus. And a part of who kesher yud sfiras, we call sfira mehem shlema me'abia. So we have, it's really a part of it is really 10 times 10. That has 10 nekudas, and every a 10 spheres inside of it. And every sphere has 10. So it's really a part of it is 10 times 10. So dover shalom. V'zochom me'oid me'ol klal zeh. Says that is, you have to really remember this klal, because otherwise you get confused. מלמדנו הרב כלל גודל לכל הבחינה, שנקודה היא מלכוס לכל בחינה, ספירה היא ספירה אחת שיש בפרטוסו יוצפירוס, הפרצוף הוא יוצפירוס שיש בפרטוסו כל אחד מהם יוצפירוס. That's 10 times 10. Okay, so now we're going to jump to Etzchaim.
His Pirush doesn't fit with the word of the Arizal. Arizal says the parצוף הוא קשר יוצפירוס וכל ספירו מהם שלמה מהביעה. It doesn't say that.
What does it mean?
Well, part of Yud Sfiros, you should produce kol echad mehem Yud Sfiros. Why did he say that?
It's 10 times 10. There's 10 spheres in a part.
Yeah.
And every sphere is a Dovah Sholem, meaning it has 10 spheres inside of it.
True.
So you have 10 times 10.
True, but the Agdol of part of it is not that the Kei Ariza. The Ariza says part of
Yud Sfiros. This is the words of the Ariza.
No. It's the word of his words. There is a part of Kesher Yud Sfiros.
Right, that's the words of the Ariza.
Yeah, but what he says is not what the Ariza says.
Yes, it is. That's tied to what the Ariza says.
What? The Ariza says it's 10 by 10. He says the part of it is the fact that we've got the kesha between the Yud Sfiras.
Okay. We're talking about a man with 50, 60 years of experience in Kitva Rizal.
But if he sat like this, doesn't have to it's not
that's Taj. I don't see any contradiction between what he's saying and what the Arizal is saying.
Sorry, Parzuf Kesher Yutzfiras. He doesn't see the word Kesher Bekal in his Taj.
That's not the point here. There's a lot of different explanations to what a Parzuf is, but we're not going to that. We're making the chilek between a Likuda, a Sfira, and a Parzuf.
Yeah.
What's the big nafkamina? Big nafkamina. There are many nafkaminas. You're right, but what we're saying over here, the nafkamina is in kamas. So nekuda is 1/10 of a sphere. A sphere is a sphere which is one sphere which has 10 nekudas in inside of it,
mm-hmm.
and a part of it is 10 times 10.
Ten spheres.
And every sphere has 10 chalakim to it.
Yeah, but the truth is that every tenth has got 10 as well. And they're all included in the parts of anyway. So parts of is more than 100. It's 1,000.
No, we don't speak like that.
The Mashal Niomer.
No.
Darizal doesn't speak about the number of spheres included in the parts of. Darizal says the parts of is the kesher, is the tzuras kesher.
He does. He says, kol sphira mehem shlema me'abia.
Yeah.
What's me'abia?
As the emshech of Nekuda. Nekuda is only asir. Yeah? Sphira is...
What's a sphira?
Is a sphira of Abia.
What's a sphira of Abia? What does that mean?
Malchus.
Malchus?
What you said, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, the gather of Parzuf is the fact that there is a kesher between the spheres. It's not that the number of spheres within the Parzuf, but the tsura, a Parzuf is a tsura. It's not you've got a big Parzuf and small Parzuf.
I don't know what you're talking about. He says he's talking about kamos here. Parzuf who kesher yutzfiras. It's 10 spheres.
No. The kesher yutzfiras. The nekuda of parzuf is not the number. It's the kesher.
That's not the point over here.
The word parzuf is
Vekol sphira, and he's adding to the kamos now.
That's true.
Right. Okay. Let's continue. Again, I help you here. Okay. Ubetz chaim shah malachim. Now, shah yud alav perke. Kosel rav zilushoinim. Hagdamat klos inin. Eilu hamalochim kulam koilelim kol oilam atzilus natchil meramucha elamukdam. Now he's going to give us a general understanding. By the way, Shah Malochim is so important. It really, really is crucial to understand Shah Malochim. Now, when we're doing Otzot Chaim, unfortunately, it's always at the end of Otzot Chaim, but really, it's really Shah Yud Aleph. It's right after the Shvira. That's really where Shah Malachim is. Shah Nekudim is the ninth Shah and the tenth Shah, and then Yud Aleph is Shah Malachim, which puts the whole system together. It's very, very important.
So why was it placed differently?
Not sure why it's placed by, I think, Lamed Dalit. I don't know why I don't know who moved it. Could be anybody. Could be Rav Meir Pirsch who found the Ksovim in the cave, and he found that it was like that by Rav Chaim Vital, or could be the Rav Meir Pirsch. Sorry?
What do you mean the Medalet?
Shalom Medalet. By Shalom Medalet. In Yudalet, is it? Okay, yes. Could be, whatever.
It's far before, yeah, we'll say, like you say.
Sorry?
In Otzos Chaim,
it's after what? Lam Medalet?
In Otzos Chaim. Yeah, maybe.
So the Shalom is, why is it... why is it out of place? It really should have been placed after Shah Nekudim, which would have been essential. I don't know. It could be, I don't know. Many different reasons. Could be that Rav Meir Papirush found it that way. It could be a different Talmud with Mabalba to say that, and then Rav Meir Papirush found it and said, listen, I'll leave it as it is. It's not clear where that order. I don't know what the Hemshev is, to tell you the truth.
In Netzchai, Mochim Dezun is before Yaakov Rachel.
Mochem Dezun.
What we learn now in Etzchaim on Sunday.
Yeah.
In Etzchaim, it's far before Shaar Yaakov Rachel.
That's also true. Okay, so let's get. So again, Hagdoma Klolis. It's full of Hagdomas in Shaar Yudalev. Inin Eilu Hamalochim Kulam Koilulim Kol Oilam Atzilas. Remember, as the Nekudim are coming up from the Naam De'ak, they are creating the world of Atzilus. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying here. The Nasrim Elamucha Elamukdam. The Ne'ema Ki Noida Ki Oylam Atzilus Niska Bekol Asefa Zohar Hinehu Nasim Bebechinas Oysam Hayud Nekudos. The entire world of Atzilus is made from those 10 original Nekudos that came up from the Naam De'ak. Hayotim Enikve Naam Shalak. Haniske bedaf daf anal. Beorach. Betchile yotzu bilti tich. When Baruch Kehar Nitkan beorfen zeh shin zvay bekitzor. Ve'ne'emar, so he says as follows. Nilba bikan she'oros ha'nekudim shem sag ma ben disag ve'chitzonis de ben ha'yotzu minik ve'enayim da'ak yotzu eser sfir sehem b'malchuyos belvad. Oh, that's a chiddush. He's mechadesh something to us here. That the superficial reader, remember, we learned last time, there seemed to be a contradiction in the Arizal. What broke it? What came up in their nine back? What's the teva? Mativom? Or do they come from the sag, or do they come from the ben? And we said it comes from both. The sag and the ben. Why is it not mentioned both? It's mentioned usually sag. We said that it's the ben is tofel to the sag. That means, when the S spheres come out from sag, that means it seems to be that there's 10 full-fledged spheres. We just made a dechila between a nekuda and a sphera. Spheres are much bigger than a nekuda. Zokte Ezoi, that the entire shvira that happened, all happened not in the sphere, but happened in the asiya shebe'abiyah, meaning it happened in the malchias of that bechina. 10 times smaller than what we actually thought. So when we're talking about, as you'll explain, as we're talking about the Kesa came out and the Chochma came out and the Bina, all these spheres came out, really only the Malchias of them, 1/10 of them came out. That's a tremendous Nafka Mina. That means if we're working 6,000 years to do all the Tikkunim, we're only working with 1/10 of each one. Imagine if the whole entire sphere went broken. And we're only talking about a minute part of the Ab Sag Ma Uben that came out, right? It's only at the Sag that came out, and the Malchias the Ben. Now we're making that much smaller. What actually broke is only the Malchias of all that. It's tremendous. So again, Nilba Mikam.
We've got much more to couldn't to do after 6,000.
No,
it's much
smaller. Or doesn't it?
The Nilba Mikam. She'oros and the Kudim Shem Sag Ma Uben the Sag. The Chisonius of Ben that we said came out of Anam the Ark, Hayotzi Minikve Anam the Ark, Yotzi Esses Verosem Be Malchulios Belva. They only came in the Malchus that came out. The Tamze, that's what we find often in the Loshon of the Rashash, he always says the Malchus. Malchus, what does that mean? Always going about the Malchus. We're talking about Esses Verosem.
It's called the Gematria system. The Gematria is
Malchus. All right, that's a different world. Yeah. Now, the Tam Ze Nikra Oiros Anikudim Beshem Anikudois. That's why it's mentioned Nikudois. Nikudois, Tafka. Shehem Malchias. So it's revealing to us something very, very important, something which is not evident b'chlal in the words of the Arizal. But once you understand the code, you understand. Again, the fact that the Arizal made the differentiation between Nikuda, Asfira, and the Paltzuf, he was trying to tell you that every time I'm talking about Nekuda, I realize what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 1/10 of the 1/10 of the sphere. And that's what's happening over here. When the S of Nekudois came out, that's already a simon that should have told us straight away that we're talking about the Malchus Shabbo. That's it. That's the only thing that broke. The Tamze Nikam Oiras and Nekudim Beshem Nekudois Shem Malchus Kamo Shalamadu La'ev B'Sha'a Paltzuf and Levad Zeh Yesh Nam Ol Tamim Needs to say youth feels in the kudim shoyotsoy the malchios belvad men nine the ak. Omnam, yes have the yitzias hayud malchios in the kudim ben rishon lesheni, a muvoim arab emshech hadush vze loshen kotcha. So this is a continuation of the Shah Yudalev, I think, right? Shah
Yudalev?
He says Vahine, call the kuda. Vinukud again, it's still on the deal here. Mehem, Tzorish Tia Klula, Meyud Nekudois Protios Sheba, Kadesh Yasu Akha Kolichad Mehem, Bechinas Parts of Ichad Klula Meyud Spheres. Okay. Vaomnam, Loaya Kach Metrila, Vaya Chiluk Beelo and Nekudis Boefen Ze. Can Nekuda Rishon Vashene Vishlishi Kulam, what are they? That's a cast that came out there in Nabiak. Chochma and the Bina, those first three Nekudas came off their nine Da'ak. We call them Nekudas. Kulam ha'yishleimas belog b'chol chelkehem. Pirush, shekol Nekuda mehem haya b'chines yud Nekudas protias Kol echad be'elu hagar ha'isa klula miyud nekudos. Right? So you had a... Okay, so let's make a differentiation. So we're talking about the first three. That's what it had. Let's make the difference between the next category.
But before you said that the Abba'ach was broken, then? Or that had the program?
Right.
We're not talking about
We're not talking about what it broke, we're talking about what came out from now in the Ark. Now, there were Nekudim, but they had 10 times the amount of these Nekudim came out. Abba Nekuda Dalit Ashehid Bechina Zah, that's from Chesed downwards. That means Dalit and the Dalit and the fifth, the fourth, and fifth, sixth, and seventh. Ashehi b'chinas za lo yotze klula miyud nekudas protis shabo rag yotze klula mivav nekudas shehem vav nekudas atachtoinim ha nekuda hahu vechosru memenu gima nekudas rishonis protis shabo, because when it came out, it only came out chesed onward. It had no head. It had no kesel chokma bina. It's a mistake to learn that, you know, there are 10 Nekudas came out. There's one entity. No, it's not one entity. It's 5 different entities. Kesa came out with 10 Nekudas, made one entity. Abba came out with 10 Nekudas, that made one Paltzuf. Bina came out with 10, which is Dovah Sholem, that made the Paltzuf of Bina. When Zah came out, it came out Choser. It only came out with 6 Nekudas. It didn't have the Gal. The Gal was missing. The Gal, the Hainu, was left in the Ark, never came out. But often, she'afu pisho amalnu shezah klulu vav nekudas eno mafilu nekuda achas shlema rag vav nekudas potias ve nekuda achas v'chosu menenu shlema shloisha rishonim. It was missing the top three. V'ariyot shezah chosu mishah patzuv v'gimah elyonim. Omnam nekuda he. Now what about Malchus that came out? It was the last sphere, the tenth sphere that came out from the ninth Ark, which he calls Nekuda Chamisha, right, which is really the fifth Patsuf that came out of this.
But it's the tenth one, there.
It's the tenth one.
It was five of the same.
No, the Zah came out, and he chabbed 6 of them, right? Right, so you had Kesa became Atik Arich, and then you had Chofma became Abba, and then you had Ima became Bina. That's already 3 out of the 10. Left with 7. Zah took 6, that makes Patsuf number 4. And Nukva and Malchus, which makes Paltzuf number 5.
And I say the beginning of Nar Shalom is saying Yadua ki Chamisha Nekudot Yatsu Minayim
Deyat. That's right, Chamisha Nekudot, yeah. That's right. So it's not a Okay, Abel Hadoma Dalit, sorry, Nekuda Dalit, Ashehi Bechina Zah, sorry, but Omnam Nekuda He, Shememeno Nasi Nukva De Zah, Ein Loma Ba, we can't say that she came out one and she's equivalent to the amount of cheshbonus that we have from the first three that came out. She came ninza she ma'alosa gedoyle mezah. That means she'll be bigger. We know that's not true. Omna nekuda hizu hi nekuda pchotis miyud nekudot shehayu tzarichim liyos nekuda shelo vihi b'chinas keser shelo bilvad. She's only again 1/10 of that Nekuda.
Not Malchus of it.
She's the Kes of it. She's the Kes of the Malchus. Because only Malchus came out Bechlovis. So we're talking about the Kes of the Malchus that came out. That's how dakistic it becomes when you learn this more be'ir, as opposed to just saying, yeah, 10 Nekudas came out and that was the end of the story. No. Much less came out. But often, Gimel Nekudas Chishonet Yotzu Kol Echad Mehem Kulula Yud Nekudas. Each of the first three had 10 times 10, which made one sphere. A sphere which is Dovah Shalom Bifnei Atzmo. The Nekuda Reviz, Yotze Kululami, Vav Nekudas, Tachtoi Shevam. He had 6. He didn't have the 10 times 10. It's 10 times 6.
He didn't have Malchus either of it.
The Nekuda He, what?
He didn't have Malchus. Malchus didn't have.
Right. He had Chesed to Yisrael. The Nekuda, But that's not the point. The point is each one that he had 10. He had chesed, he had 10 nekudas of chesed, and then there was included the malchus inside of that. And Tiferes, he had 10, so he had 60. Venekuda he lo yotze rag chelik ha'elyon shabash hu kesed shabam. And then he adds in nekudas of chesed. Vuhu shamalchius de kesed chokma bina, those are the first three. The nekudas also kol echad mehem asara malchus the yud spheres of potias the kol echad mehem.
Ura, asara malchus.
the Yotza Kol Echad Mehem Asara Malchias, there was 10 Malchias. The Yud Sviras of Protim. The Yud Sviras is Protim, right? So it came out, each one had 10, but it's really only the Malchias of that. Echad Mehem. But Chagas Nai, which is Zah, Shu Zah, the Nekudim Yotza Rak Vav Malchias, the Protias Shelo, below Gal, because he missed the first three. And the Malchus and the Kul, the Yotzerak Malchus de Malchus. Well, it's a Keter, really. Yeah, it's a Keter of the Malchus de Malchus. Blah, blah.
Keter of the Malchus de Malchus.
Yeah. So we're going to skip the brackets. But all because of Be'etz Chaim, Shah Shvirz, Akedim, Shah Tess, Perikhes. And he says as follows. But now, Ki Be'atzilos, and just to, you know, nail hammer the nail in a bit stronger to prove his point, but we're talking only, it's a big chiddush we're saying over here. We're not talking about Stama Sphere, we're talking about the Malchus of the Sphere. The Arizal says, Mefurish here, this Loshen and Shah Sphere, Shah Tes, he says, Da, Ki Batsilus, Hamalochim Lo Yotsu Bezun Rag Zain Malchias. That's Mefurish. Can't get away from that. Shestei Bechinas Chitsoinis Vetichoina, Hem a malchus de nahi de nahi chagas. Mefurish says it's the malchus of the nahi chagas that came up. Vachenikra melochim nukudois ki nukudahi malchus.
What does she be based b'chinas achitzenu v'atichuino?
That the every sphere has three b'chinas to it.
Mm-hmm.
It has the chitzen and tzori and the pnimius.
Yeah.
So the pnimius never came out.
We're
only talking about two thirds came out.
Yeah.
The Emsoi and the Chitzon stayed out when it came out, but the Pnimis stayed inside. So that it's even a third of that Malchus that we're talking about. So dark is the old time, old Mokum, Shukotsu Shah Oris and Nikun and Yotsu Malchus Bilvat. Oh, Bishah Tikun and Nukva. Now, Rabbein Rashash by Domus of Chosana. Kosa v'ze loshen kosher. Gam noida. Ki amalochim yotzu b'tchila b'chinas kelim de nefesh levat. Nefesh meaning again only malchus. Shehem a malchus they call melech. So the Rashash takes on that poshut pshat and the Riza and that's what it is. They call malchus kolul me'eser. So all this that the Arizal were talking about 10 times 10. All this all in the b'chinas of malchus tiny. V'gam agar yotzu b'chinas kelim de nefesh. Ella, she called Achas Magan Klula Meese Malchus, we call Malchus Klula Meese. Harry, she called she Yotsu Raka Malchus Ka'omo. Omnum, Pirish, Eza Patsufim Le Yoise Mimena, Shilamadno, Vuhusha Patsuf Nefared Le Elif Spheres. So he's taking on, according to Rashash, that is not 10 times 10, which we're looking at as a partuf, which is 10 times 10, which is 100 squares, but rather there's 1,000 squares. The sfira lemeir sfiras. Remember the chaluka, the three chalukas we spoke about. The reason shalamed. There's something a musa called partuf, a musa called sfira, and a musa called nekuda. What's the difference? So a partuf is 1,000 spheres. A sfira is 100 spheres, and a nekuda is 10 spheres.
Sphere is
something
smaller than
a nekuda. And that sphere is bigger.
Well, you call it twice. It seems to be two bechinas.
What do you mean?
A part of the sphere must be a tenth of a nekuda. There must be two types of. He's calling two things. A part of makes into
a part of has 1,000 spheres.
Yeah,
and then a sphere itself.
Part of is 1,000 spheres. Don't break into 1,000 spheres.
It's made up of 1,000 spheres.
That's right.
I'm saying when it says a sphere and a sphere, there's two different words here that mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Right, it's two different.
What do you mean? A sphere has it inside of it.
Mea spheres.
100 spheres.
Yes. Each sphere has got mea spheres. Each sphere has got
mea spheres. Yeah, so obviously there's another type of.
Sphere practice is very clear.
That's right. The point is that a part is always
bigger than a sphere.
It's always bigger than a sphere. Nekuda le'eser spheres only. They came. Masha lamadna sheyotu megar yud spheres. Masha lamadna sheyotu megar yud spheres.
Malchus.
V'chein a malchus.
You're malchus or spheres?
Malchus.
Also, that's good. That's why it makes sense. He came. Mashal amanda sheyotzu meegar eser malchias. It came out 10 malchias, which is 30. Who sheyesh pchotus kol echad behem yutzfiros.
That's from Gal.
Yeah, that's from Gal. V'chein aza sheyotzu vav malchias yesh lekol echad behem pchotuso yutzfiros. That's 60. V'chein amalchus sheyotzu tzfir achas yesh pchotuso yutzfiros.
No, I don't follow that.
What?
V'chein za. Let me say it's a nekuda achas. Yeah, it's a nekuda is only eser sfiros.
But there's six of them.
What?
There's six of them in Zahm.
Sheyetza bevav malchuyos.
His vav, chesed, what, tiferet, all of them was...
But that's within the nekudah revis.
Yeah, nekudah revis means parts of revis, which is Zahm.
Parts of revis,
yeah. Yeah.
No, but, no, I don't understand. The ganzer revartus in nekudah, and the partsuf is to say that only the nekudah went out, but the rest of the partsuf is still up, is still... Not broken. What is broken is only part of the part.
No, we're not talking about broken. We're not talking about what's broken. We're talking about what came out from the
Imam. Yeah. So what came out? Only Nekudas, and the rest of the part of it is still there.
Where there? What do you mean? Nothing else
didn't
came out. It
didn't come out.
Inside the ark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everything else is inside the ark.
Only
Zah. Ain't Dola Yotam Mipshuto, right? So we know that Zah is made out of Chesed. He has six spheres. That we know.
What is Zan?
Again, without confusing yourself, we know there are five patsufim.
Yeah.
Five patsufim. Okay? So we have Atik va'arich is the patsuf number one. Abba ve'ima, patsuf number two and three. Zaz number four. And then you have Nukba.
Yeah.
Zaz made out of, we know, chesed until yesod. That's yes. Six nekudos. Six nekudos. Or six spheres.
Six spheres. Yeah.
Now, we're saying now that these spheres are not normal spheres. We're really, they're only one, each one is one tenth of what it really is. It's only the malchus. You have the malchus of chesed. It's not a proper chesed. It's the malchus of chesed. And you have a malchus of gvur. And you have a malchus of tiferes.
Yes.
Right, so you have six malchias. That makes one nekuda.
Okay, but saying that, you can't say anymore that each one of the sphira is 10.
Of course, you can.
Ah, because you say nekuda is only 10 spheres, not 100. Now you want to say Be'etzem nekuda is 100 spheres, and what came out is only part of these 100 spheres. That's what you say, no?
what you trying to say? By malchus, he's saying that it is. Yeah, I mean, he's saying this is the word. Everything is divided into 10.
Yeah, but in Nekuda, it says Nekuda is
by Malchus, let's take a Malchus. Malchus is a very good example. It's one sphere.
Yeah, okay.
You say Malchus, that's only the keser of the Malchus.
Yeah.
And that's 10.
Yeah.
That's 10.
So you mean that altogether would be 100?
That's right.
But Nekuda is only 10, not 100.
No, why 100? Because you have the keser of the Malchus.
And the keter of the Malchus is divided by 10.
The keser... So in the kese of the malchus, you're going to find 10 spheres.
It's the malchus of the kese. Only the malchus of the
kese. No, the kese of the
malchus.
You're right, it's malchus, the kese of the malchus.
Yeah. So you mean that all together would be 100?
What do you mean all together? Let's not talk about what's in the act. Let's talk about what came out.
Yeah, this nekud.
It's 10.
Ah, what came out is only 10.
Yeah.
No, that's not okay.
Why is it 10? Not 1. What is it? Are we talking about nukva?
Yeah.
So only one part in the thousand came out.
Should be one
in
1,000,
yeah.
Yeah,
one
in
1,000, yeah.
Only one out of?
1,000.
Only one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So only the malchus of the keser.
Because it doesn't fall, because if you're saying za is six spheres...
Well, one minute, isn't Nukva Malchus itself? So when we say the Malchus of the Keser of Malchus, it's like saying the Malchus of the Keser of Nukva.
Yeah.
So Nukva itself, 1/100th of it came out.
Okay, 1/100th.
One percent.
But he's saying it's 10. Unless he doesn't mean 10 spheres, I mean protuso. It's not a sphere. No, it's not true. It doesn't stem what he said before.
Yeah.
Because when we talked about Za is six spheres, it's only the Malchus. It's not as bad as the Malchus itself. The Malchus is the kesser of the Malchus. That's 10. So this is the proper malchus. That should be, there should be 100 according to his cheshbon. Yeah, the cheshbon. I put that on the side over here. The cheshbon as well. But anyways, the point all I want to bring out over here is not b'chlam what we thought originally when we started, that we're talking about 10 spheres that came out and it's 10 times that. We're only talking about very, very small amount of a cheshbon over here. Okay, so let's continue.
Yeah, even the Gaon,
the Gaon, which came out 10 spheres proper.
But that's only the malchus.
Only the malchus of the
Gaon. So that's 10%.
Yeah. Now, if you want, I can show you a picture over here. I left it up because I didn't want to really stall on it too much. Mm-hmm. So if we have, this is the, we have 10 by 10, so there's 100. Mm-hmm. So he's making a cheshbon, there's 100 spheres in this palsif.
And only, right,
what is that? That's the this is the keser only. So in the keser, this is what the keser sphere, the keser when it came.
When you say keser, you talk about the parts of Rishon.
We're talking about the keser which came out from the
Atik.
I'm not talking about parts of it, right? I'm talking about what came out in the nine day Atik was the first sphere that came out was keser.
Right. Which became Atik.
Yeah, which became Atik and Arif. So so this is what it looked like when it came out. No, sorry, take that back. What came out is this.
Yeah.
That's what everything else was left inside of Adam Kalman, and only one tenth, like you said, did you say that? A tenth?
A tenth.
A tenth of 100, right? Of sphere.
No. He said that each one is 10. This
is a sphere. This is a sphere model. Yeah.
This is one sphere of the keser.
So 100.
Each one.
100
came out.
This is 100.
No, but the last line is 100.
It's in the Kutta, which has 10 spheres in it.
It says here that it's made up, it's Sholim, the Kol Yud Sphere Shalah, but only the Malchus of all the 10 spheres. But at least all the 10 spheres, at least the Malchus all came out.
This is all the Malchus.
All 10 Malchus came out.
Yeah, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Made of 10 spheres.
And each one is made of 10 spheres, right?
All came out.
Yeah,
all 10 malchus.
No, all 10
malchus came out.
Yeah,
each one.
Yeah. Everything in black came out. This is all the malchus. And you're right, every malchus made out of 10, right? But the, but you had 10 malchus that came out. That 10 times 10 over here is 100.
Oh, yeah, really, yeah.
So, same thing happened with the Chochma and the Bina, exact same thing. So, you have 300 Pesachim. And then over here, when you come to the Za, that means Chaget Nai, the other six fields that came out, then he writes over here, it was only six of the six. This I didn't really have so much. Six of the six. So you have... okay, right. Because the Keser Chochma Bina didn't come out. Okay, Bachlau. Only the Malchus came out, so that excludes that. So you had six, and each one is made out of 10, so that's 60. That's what he says.
Each one's made out of 10 Nukudis.
Yeah, every Malchus, every Malchus. Every sphere is made out of 10.
Is there a reason why we say it like that?
Because the Arizal says it that way. He says the
each Malchus is obviously made out of 10 spheres, so... But do we have to break that into...
Do we break this into?
No, we don't break it down more than in the Kudu.
We could bet then. The Arizal does.
No.
Yeah, Ad Bidai, he says, no?
Okay, no, but it's... Actually, the Shkashas is such a lot, but we don't need it to go into such detail. And then finally the Malchus. So again, you have...
Why this one? Should be Keter. Malchus is Keter.
Yeah, that's my question.
What? Here?
What? This piece about the Keter.
Well, what are you going on about?
It should be this one.
I wrote this on the other side here. Yeah. It should be the Kudus. I wrote it here someplace here.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference, really, because just
it
one
of them. It doesn't make a difference, because we're talking about... What do you mean? He said the keser.
It's not relative to anything. So just
no, it should be here. You mean here? It should be this.
What?
This is what broke. The keser of the malchus.
No, malchus the keter.
Malchus of the keser.
The malchus
is of the keser of malchus.
What do you mean?
No,
this is keser.
Yeah, malchus
is
keter.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So it should just be the bottom right hand corner should be the field.
No. It's malchus the keser here.
No, that's not Malchus.
It should be Malchus the Keser.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a
steer. It's a
steer.
Yeah.
It's a Malchus
the Keser.
Yeah. Malchus the Keser. Yeah. That's why I didn't want to go into too much. But anyway, that's the.
He speaks about it.
So altogether.
Because it doesn't make
sense. Altogether, I got 370. So you had 300, 100, and 100, and 100. Chochma bina das.
Yeah.
Keso chochma bina is 100. Then you had 60 from Chagas, which is that. And then you had 10.
So, yeah.
So you got about 6.
I got 370.
So how much is left?
370.
A lot.
370. 370 out of.
5,000.
So how do you get Tariyag then?
5,000, yeah.
How do you get Tariyag then?
What, Tariyag mitzvahs? Oh, no, that's not
going to
last. Yeah? Okay, let's continue.
Did this? I thought it was something to do with it.
You can't have one mitzvah take.
Because it's the remainder of from 1,000.
Right. Okay, so then he says, Benimsa, do you have this bit? No, you
have. Close.
370.
It's
not 370.
Because they didn't break, only the Achraim. The nekudim v'nishburu keleim v'noflu im arafach netzutzim sham shehem chalokim me'or lebiya keleim ponim keleim pinimim lebriya tzom
letzira v'tzom. Fine. If we come to what break, how much we get? Not everything break in this. Zikrona sheyetsa.
Everything came out broke.
Everything broke?
Well, there was a pagam, and there was a shvira, and there was a misa. So
yeah.
All different levels.
In the misa, what kilu is in olam abriya? Yeah, you don't have
olam abriya, as opposed to yetzira, you said?
So atzilus.
Right, so bia. So bia as opposed to atzilus. So only the oil stayed in its atzilus. All the kilim broke. Fell into bia.
Achoraim gavavim azel atzilus.
The only thing that fell into beer, yes, my beer, is only za, and everything of za broke.
Yeah. So how many in za? In za you got only 60, but
yeah. So you these cheshbonos are not not important.
Is
anyway. Not
important. No,
we don't find these cheshbonos in Kabbalah. So
you
don't have to worry about
this. No, I had brought down this. There's a cheshbon of the 613. It's 1,000 minus one of these numbers. The euros, and this is we've got to do the tikkunim, which are the remaining 613.
Listen, there's millions and millions and millions of bilurim that millions and millions of yidden be doing for.
I know,
thousands of. So these cheshbon.
No, it's not so a new cheshbon.
We're just taking a be'erich to understand how small we're dealing here. We originally thought we were talking about something huge, a whole sphere of breaking, and we're talking about now a fraction of a fraction of it coming out. Just the.
Is that cool?
The Lu Yutsu, the guy would have came out and broke, we would have been here 10,000 years to try to massacre and everything. It was Mamash Chasdo. And on top of that, you have to know.
We still have to do it, no?
That the Eivishter did.
Next 1,000
years. Moise, you have to understand, the Eivishter did 70% of the work before we got into this, this oil. He did the back, and we only have to do the gal of that. Malchus. So we're only doing 30% of all this. Yeah. Oh, Bokhsha.
Yeah, you said something about the even when you talk about the Kesa, Chochma, and Bina, what we do is only the Kesa of the Kesa and the Chochma and the Bina of the Bina, no?
We're doing the Gar.
Even in the Gar.
Alright,
Exactly. I mean, the Haino even.
It's a Spiel,
Shana, the Hainu, if we don't do it, they're just going to do it himself. Usher and the Geula, even if we're not going to do anything with Chal Shabbos and making things even worse. The more avails we do, the more kilku we're doing, by the way. We're adding on. Mm-hmm. We're going to treadmill. We're going. Nevar Shebechinas Nosophus Noflu Imakeli Design Baloch and Libia Behem Megal Limitud on page 69. Kosova Rabbe Ezraim Shah Shvira, Ushisha Test Perk Base, Zilu Shalom. Hine. Mizbaya Mashin Noful Ma'aba Vima, Gam Bechines, Hyoisem Nechlochim Ledalet Patsufim Keniska Leel, Vegan is Baba Sedi Yetzir, the Zain Malochim. Venimsa. Ki Yodu Zain Malochim, Vehem Zeam, Pivinuk Vivo, O Dalet Achuran, the Abba Vima, Eloim v'Yisusavetvuna. Yisusavetvuna sachakol hem. Yud alef b'chinas shiyodu. Omehen yisbayru me'asigim shalem v'nasu klipas. Behem yud alef simonik katoish em yud alef oyre shenishoru. Me'elu ha'yud alef b'chinas nizkele shiyodu v'lo yochlo orus elu litbarer v'nishoru nesunim toch ha'klippas k'mo v'o ha'atzlein v'so pitum ha'katoyas. So we learn this already in Otos Chaim that there's an inner of pitum katoyas. We say every single morning that's the inner of taking out these birurim, the yud alef patzu, and that seems to be contradicting what I just told you a minute ago, that the only the thing that fell down is the zayin malachim.
Yeah.
And here it seems to be mashma, everything fell into bia.
Fell into bia?
Of course. There's only klippas.
Yeah.
There's a bia is only where you find the klippas. Klippas is only where bia is. There's no klippas in tzilas. So nirva mikam shelozu bilva nishoru nishburu keli azayim malachim v'nofelu ima rafim tzus v'bia ela gam achoraim de abba v'ima v'yasu yodu imaim l'bia. V'kashu. V'kashu l'mad v'yatzchem shal nikudim v'shvira shekeli azayim malachim bilva de nishburu v'nofelu l'bia v'ilu ach achoraim de abba v'ima v'yasu v'achoraim de nir v'kashu shenifgu nofelu tocha atzilus. Tocha atzilus. And it's not b'chalal what it seems. So this seems to be a stira. Again, this is the Arizal, stira to the Arizal in the previous parak. Now, this is
in the Arizal itself.
Of the Mavor Sho'orim, which is known to be the Basra, the latest edition that Rav Chaim Vital drew up.
It's a fourth.
And Sha'a Kali, which is Sha'a Vav Chilik Beis, Mem's of Galif. Omnu Rabbeinu Bikushi Azul because of Zil Roshan Kocho. Al Tetame Erech Melchu V'chol V'chol V'havi Kali. How can it be that any Kali? Kizu B'chinus Shenitlabishus Lemata B'zun. So he answers, how is it that we know there's no Kali in Atzilus? So how can it be that there is any Kali which is hopping on to Chokhmah Bina? So he answers, Kizu B'chinus Nitlabishus Lemata B'zun Liyos Lehem Moichin. As they broke, what happened was the first bechina broke. I was mislabish into the second bechina. Right? So we have levels here. You have three different levels. Kesef first broke, was mislabish in Chochma Bina, and then Chochma Bina, which is Abba Ima, broke. Then mislabish in Zun, and then finally, when Zun broke, they took all of that with them. A fraction, a tiny, tiny fraction. The majority is Emes, stayed in Atzilus. Those are the Poshut, Pshat, and Ariza. Avada, the Kelim of Kesef, Chochma, Bina, stayed in Atzilus. But a fraction which was Nislavish into Zun, when Zun broke, obviously Zun schlepped it down with them.
Ah, yes.
So it's not a sphere of Bechlal.
I thought he meant that when you have, when after Zab broke, and then you want Bizman Atikun, then Abba Vima Mislabshim into Lios Moichin. He says Lios Moichin.
Klippa, we're talking about the Indian of Klippas here.
Yeah.
So how can you have the Indian of Klippas?
Because to be Moichin, you have to go into Bria. So maybe it's a Shvira for them.
No.
Going to you, was it Lios Moichin?
No.
There's no Moichin at this man of the Shvira.
It seems to be saying that there are some sort of Moichin even before any Tikkun happens.
That's right.
They've got tiny, tiny Moichin.
What did you say?
What tiny moichin? There are moichin. Anything,
it must have.
Every higher bechina is automatically a moichin klapit the bechina which is lower than it. By definition, right before we start, as soon as Abba Vima fall into Zun or Mislavish in Zun, that is moichin for Zun.
Yeah, but is it part of Zun?
Of course, it's part of Zun.
It's part of Zun.
Kizun, what's the lashon here? Nechsheve kizun mamish.
Yeah, because it's moichin name.
We're not talking about tikkun here. We're talking about in the shvira here.
In the shvira.
That's how it's miskayim. Is that how Zun
is miskayim? That's the form it takes when it goes into Zun. I told you, it looks at it. It's keli achorayim mamish. That's klape abav ima. But when it comes into Zun, it's the world. They go look at all this moichin I'm getting. You give a very rich man $1 million, he looks at it as a
moichin tool.
Give it to you,
it's very headless.
We're over the moon.
Without that, would disintegrate Zun?
It's sort of like the shell of a head, sort of. Maybe.
We're talking very minute. Most of the Achuraim stayed in Atzilus. We're talking about minute amount came into Zun.
It has to have the connection somehow to. above. If it wouldn't have that at all, then there'd be too much of a gap between the...
It's always exactly. The point is you always have to have a yichud. Because if it's nifsak, then you have a major problem there. But the kemosh nasa roish leza kei nasa sigim roish elazay malachim vava yud arv sumamoni lakatoris ki kevan sheyodu lemokem zum be'eish shviriosan, right?
Shviriosan, yeah.
In Cain, yechashvu kezun mamish, and then they fell into a bira. Then you come along and then you do a tiva. V'chein kol dovei etz chayim sham malachim peretes za hayabo tchila bimei malachim vak. Ubitoicham moichem de nefesh de nai de ima chitzonius kishenov koydem atikum. Ubeetz chayim shal atikum shalena. Kinoy de kilo el mafilo koydem atikum. Nai de ima avilo hayu nechnosim tocha guf deza al der shal zmanim. Der shal zman. Okay. Okay, I think we'll stop here because he's just going more and more lies. So anyway, that's why we're learning this a little bit, just to get a bit more tiefkeit into the law, because why not chapurayim? Good, we'll stop here for now.